go.
Time for more of the Playhouse on Y94.
Hey, good morning. The Playhouse Y94, Sizzler Love Doctor's mailbag on the way. Want to now talk with Playhouse family member Katrina. Katrina, what's going on?
So I had a falling out, let's call it that, with my neighbor. And I'm kind of in a tight spot because I don't want my husband to be friends with her husband anymore.
Sure.
They're buds. And I'm not really sure if I'm allowed to want that. I don't really know what to say to him. But I refuse to be around this woman. And I could see that happening again if, you know, our husbands are hanging out.
All right, so you got the neighbor couple, and you've had a falling out with her. Doesn't sound like you plan on trying to fix that anytime soon, but those guys also hang out, and you're kind of thinking that maybe it should be like, hey, I broke up with her, you got to break up with him too. We'll see if people think that's reasonable, okay?
Okay.
So you have a couple friend. You have a couple friend. If one spouse stops being friends with the other spouse, and that couple friendship turns into just two of the four people being friends, do those people have to sacrifice their friendship is really the question. Joel D.
I don't think so. But I'm also like a weird dude because I think like you're still going to be friendly to that person regardless, right? Like in my opinion, if you hate me, that's fine. You can hate me. I'm still going to be nice to you. And if you don't want to talk, that's fine. I got other things to do in my life.
Would you give up a buddy friend if a girlfriend asked you to or a wife?
That's probably why I'm single.
Okay. Fair enough. Amy K, would you expect Steven to give up a man friend because you're fighting with the female in the equation?
No, which is very surprising. I think I've matured as a person.
I'm shocked, actually.
I think because guys, though, don't gossip. I don't think the way women do. So when they're hanging out together, they are probably not going to talk about what this woman thinks they're talking about, which I used to probably think. And if that happened, I would ask Steven, well, did he say anything? Did his wife say anything to you? We didn't even talk about you. You were never even mentioned. They just want to be friends and hang out. Let them hang out.
I think there's I agree with you. I also think there's that added part of the equation where you're your neighbors.
Yeah, right.
So if you guys can have at least those guys be like, hey, and still like remain neighborly in that sense, it's probably gonna be less awkward in the neighborhood than just being like, sorry, bud, my wife says I can't play anymore.
Exactly. I mean, like Amy K said, that makes sense because actually that's happened before to me where it's like you get questioned. You're like, well, you had to come up. What did you talk about? Not that. There's other things to talk about than you and whatever the drama was that happened. So, yeah, there's other things to talk about. We were drinking beer, talking football, talking sports, talking whatever.
Are you saying you don't care about me enough to have me come up in conversation? Do you not love me?
No, I will talk about you all the time outside of that.
Yeah, hello. Do you think that that is an expectation that the buddy should give up the husband should give up his buddy?
Look, I think it depends on the friendship. Like, was the friendship formed a long time ago? Like, if they all made friends, like, while they were couples, like, while they had their partners, you met because you're a couple, you stand by your partner. Like, that's your partner. Like, whatever she says goes, and I feel like the husband's got to take that into consideration. But, like, if this is, like, his old drinking buddy, like a college buddy, like, I mean, that's his friend. I mean, I feel like that's the conversation he's going to have with his wife, but that's tough, you know? But, yeah, if they made friends as couples and, like, you know, they're having a tiff now and they got to talk that through. Yeah, I think it's right that, like, the wife's asking for that. Like, hey, so stop being friends with him because we got to figure this out for ourselves. That's your partner. You got to protect your partner, defend your partner for sure.
All right. Was not anticipating that from a guy, nevertheless. What have we seen, Amy K?
Most people are saying that you can't really tell him who to be friends with. People are saying you can talk to him and say you don't want him to hand that friendship, but you can't just expect him not to. Let him do what he wants. And someone else said it's a good idea for him to still be friendly with them, especially if they're your neighbors, but he doesn't have to constantly hang out with this person.
I think that's the whole thing is, I guess, and I'm sure they probably didn't. It was the wives that probably hung out the most. I'm sure there was like, hey, you just mowed your lawn. I just mowed my lawn. Want to crack a beer? Sounds good. I'm sure that's the friendship.
Do the King of the Hill thing where you stand outside with a beer.
Yep.
Pretty
yep.
much.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, do you think that friendship got to go or nah?
No, I don't think she has the right to tell her husband who he can see and who can't be his friends. No, if he wants to be the friend, that's his deal. Her relationship and her beef is with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to figure out how to make it better between the two of them. Leave her husband out of it, for heaven's sake.
I think probably more of an expectation of, like, than your husband giving up a friend should be, since this is, like, also neighbors, is maybe you and this other woman need to both get over yourselves and just, like, be neighborly. Just get over it. Like, you don't have to be best friends, but just get over it.
Right. I feel like somebody needs to bake some cookies, and it needs to be the husbands. They get together. Then they can talk about it and be like, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to have my wife make a cake. Your wife make some brownies. And then we're going to exchange them somewhere in the middle, okay? And then we'll be like, thank you. Oh, you made it at the same time? And it will, like, they could plan something. That's how you get the friendship to mend.
I want to know what the falling out was.
Yeah.
And that's probably part of it, too. That would maybe help to answer whether or not that friendship got to go. Most people are seeming to say that the guys can still be friends, though.
Yeah, almost everyone is saying they could still be friends. You can't really tell him exactly who and who he can't be friends with. But if it is something that's going to bother you, at least maybe mention it to him. But he's still in it all and can do what he wants.
I think that maybe just everybody should just get drunk together and get over it.
Agree.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's almost 4th of July. We got a couple of weeks.
Patio party tonight.
Yeah. Even better, even sooner. Come to the patio party tonight with us at the River Haven.
That's the best way to do it, and we'll make it less awkward for you if it gets tense.
More awkward potentially.
Oh, yeah, it'll be awkward. We'll bring it up.
Hey, Sizzler, Hollywood news and gossip in the next couple of minutes. Also on the way today, a new game called A Freight Love Doctor's Mailbag TRQ, and 710, that playlist payday. Yeah.